This is a podcast from WILL AM 580. To support our station, please visit www.willpledge.org. That's www.willpledge.org.
This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Tuesday, October 21st. I'm Tom Rogers. Coming up, the second of our two-part series on the upcoming referendum on a constitutional convention for the state of Illinois. Also get our forecast from meteorologist Ed Kieser. First, AM 580 News. The supervisor in City of Champaign Township is reportedly making this current term her last. Media reports say Linda Abernathy has decided not to run for a second term because of health reasons. Abernathy has not returned calls seeking comment. She was elected to the post in 2005 and has had numerous run-ins with Champaign City Council members over the amount of the township can spend on poor relief. 2 years ago, voters turned down a property tax referendum backed by Abernathy. Another referendum is on next month's ballot. Champaign school officials hope to meet the terms of the consent decree by adding new classrooms to two Northside Champaign grade schools. But the proposal relies on a lot of things, including cooperation from the Champaign Park District. That's because the school district is looking to expand the buildings onto adjacent park district land. AM 580's Jim Meadows has more.
If voters approve a countywide school facility sales tax next month, the Champaign School District plans to go ahead with expansion plans that would convert Garden Hills and Booker T. Washington schools into magnet schools. But the two schools have little land to expand on, and school officials are hoping the Champaign Park District will let them use parts of the adjacent Garden Hills Park and Douglas Park. Superintendent Arthur Culver says they're still working on the plans and can't say how much parkland would be needed.
There are several different scenarios, and at this time, I don't think it's a good idea for us to go public with those, but we certainly want to make sure that we preserve as much green space as possible. That's the number one goal as we develop the layout on exactly where the school would be situated.
Culver spoke last night at an unusual joint meeting of the Champaign School Board, Park Board, and City Council. Afterwards, Park Board President Barb Kuhl said they were interested in working with Unit 4, especially if it produced facilities that both bodies could share. But she said conserving Park District green space was a top priority. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.
The Illinois legislature's budgeting arm says the state has the money to restore budget cuts and Governor Al Blagojevich should use it. The legislature voted to move $220 million from special state accounts to spare 323 layoffs and the closing of two dozen state attractions, including parks. The layoffs start at the end of the month. The Commission on Government Forecasting and Accountability says state revenue projections are holding. Dan Long is on the legislative panel and says the money is there for the restorations. A Blagojevich aide says the governor won't restore the state budget cuts until he's sure the spending plan can withstand a battering from a shrinking national economy. Senate Democratic budget negotiator Donnie Trotter says Blagojevich's action is prudent because, in his words, things don't look bright. Illinois Senate Republican leader Frank Watson says he feels good and expects to make a full recovery from what's being termed a very minor stroke. Watson's been hospitalized in St. Louis since the stroke last Friday while he was campaigning for a Republican Senate candidate. The 63-year-old Watson says in a statement he's been told to rest but is eager to get back to work. A hospital spokeswoman isn't releasing any information about Watson's condition at the family's request. Watson is from Greenville. He's a pharmacist who's been a member of the Illinois Senate since 1982. A candidate for Champaign County Board says he wants to see some development in the northwest corner of Champaign, 2 years after an enterprise zone was established there. Democrat Eric Thorsland, a candidate in District 1, notes it's been 2 years since the zone was established in the Clearview development with no sign of luring business in.
I really don't know the answer why they haven't come, because Adkins certainly did a good job of promoting it when they wanted the enterprise zone. And why they stopped promoting it to get the business in there now is a mystery to me as well.
But the Adkins Group, the developer of the site, denies that charge. Director of Real Estate Mark Dixon says plans remain on target for not only medical facilities but retail and hotel space next year.
It took us 18 months to get utilities and all infrastructure in place at the subdivision. And, over $8 million of infrastructure has been installed there. So, you know, we have to have the foundation of the base in first before we can start with buildings and come out of the ground.
Dixon says even a mild recovery of the economy should be enough to bring in a number of businesses to the 240-acre site by next year. He says the Atkins Group continues to communicate with the Carl Foundation, which has purchased 100 acres in the area with no imminent plans. Christie Clinic has also sought plans to relocate in Northwest Champaign, despite being denied an initial request by the Health Facilities Planning Board. The city of Urbana is looking at ways to make one of its busiest thoroughfares more attractive. A development specialist with the city says there's no set price tag for improvements to the Cunningham Avenue corridor, but a landscape architect has released its ideas to beautify one of Urbana's main gateways. Ryan Bro says it may take some time before motorists see the sidewalk improvements, streetlights, and other new ideas.
We're probably looking at a minimum of 2 to 3 years out before any one phase would be implemented, just because there's a lot of the engineering and planning that would need to be done. And also anything that's done would have to be done in conjunction with IDOT, since IDOT actually an IDOT right-of-way.
Cunningham Avenue is U.S. Route 45 coming into Urbana from the north. Bro says a number of vacant buildings line Cunningham, but he hopes streetscape improvements will help spark development. For the latest newscast online, go to will.illinois.edu/news. This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. I'm Tom Rogers. If Illinois voters approve the Constitutional Convention referendum on November 4th, what sort of changes would it create for state government? Opponents say anything could happen, but supporters of ConCon say they support limited changes that would make state government more open and fair. In the second of two reports, AM 580's Jim Meadows looks at some of the proposals for a new state constitution.
If Lieutenant Governor Pat Quinn had his way, Illinois voters would be able to do what California voters can do, put propositions on the ballot with the power to change state law, and even remove elected officials from office. Those are two reasons Quinn brought up in support of holding a constitutional convention during a recent debate on the issue at the University of Illinois Urbana campus.
I think if we adopted initiative, referendum, and recall, even at a limited level, let's say we had an ethics initiative in Illinois where we could put strong, tough ethics standards into our Constitution, then maybe people in Illinois wouldn't wake up every day and read the newspaper about some politician from our state either going to jail or coming home from jail.
Quinn also wants to change the Constitution to overhaul the state property tax and the way legislative districts are drawn in Illinois. So does John Bambanek, who says the fact that he and Quinn belong to different political parties makes little difference in the ConCon debate. Bambanek is a Champaign resident who co-founded the Illinois Citizens Coalition to promote a new constitutional convention. He says ConCon supporters span the political spectrum.
Republicans, Democrats, moderates, Greens, Libertarians, we all generally agree on what we want in our Constitution and what we don't. It's a surprising amount of consensus as I've gone around the state, and you know, it's not unknown that I'm a pretty conservative Republican, but I can walk in a room with progressives and they agree with what I say and say, yeah, those great ideas. We all agreed. Let's do it.
But where ConCon supporters see a chance to fix state government, opponents fear a constitutional convention could just make things worse. Many of these opponents agree that Illinois government isn't working well right now. They support at least some of the changes that Bambanek and Quinn advocate. Former Governor Jim Edgar, for instance, favors an education funding shift that lowers property taxes. But he's worried about what other changes might come through a constitutional convention.
We now have more extremes, both to right and left, and if those groups would get control of the convention, heaven knows what kind of constitution they would come back with. I think the current constitution's working very well. I don't think it's worth the risk. I think the problem is who we're electing on Election Day. And that's what people ought to concentrate on.
Some ConCon opponents fear for the safety of state pension systems covering state employees and teachers. They argue that convention delegates may remove language in the current Illinois Constitution that protects benefits from being diminished or impaired. That charge was made by the state teachers' retirement system in its latest newsletter. The system's board is on record opposing a constitutional convention. Lieutenant Governor Pat Quinn contends such changes would never go through because the federal constitution forbids states from passing laws impairing the obligation of contracts, language which covers government pension plans.
The federal Constitution, our United States Constitution, protects the pensions of every single person, public employee. That's a contract that can't be broken. My mother is 91 years old. She worked in a school district for over 33 years. Her pension is safe and sound.
ConCon opponents also argue that while a constitutional convention might do too much, it could also do too little, taking up months or years during which amendments to the Constitution by other means would be blocked. But ConCon supporters say those other means don't really exist, that it's been 16 years since the legislature last gave the voters a constitutional amendment to consider. They say they trust the people to elect responsible delegates, who will draw up a new Illinois constitution with limited but needed changes. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.
Meteorologist Ed Kieser says, with the exception of a few clouds in northeast Illinois and northwestern Indiana and a few showers near Lake Michigan, the rest of us will see mostly sunny skies across the two states. Highs will range from 54 in the far north to 66 in the far south. Champaign-Urbana's high around 60. For tonight, in western Illinois, clouding up with scattered showers arriving. In eastern Illinois and western Indiana, partly cloudy. Clear in eastern Indiana with some widespread frost. Lows from around 30 in northeast Indiana to 44 in southwest Illinois. Here in Champaign-Urbana, down to 36 degrees with partly cloudy skies. For tomorrow, in western Illinois, cloudy with scattered showers. In eastern Illinois, still partly sunny. Mostly sunny in Indiana, and highs from 52 in northwest Illinois to 66 far south. For tomorrow in Champaign-Urbana, 58 are forecasted high. Tomorrow night, cloudy and windy with a chance of a few showers, especially toward daybreak, the low 43. And then cloudy with occasional showers Thursday, 56. Cloudy with rain Friday and 53. This has been the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Tuesday, October 21st. You can find podcasts of Focus 580, The Afternoon Magazine, Agricultural Programming, and other helpful information on our website, will.illinois.edu. I'm Tom Rogers, AM 580 News.